Welcome to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm talking with Tierro of the Tierro Band and Bridget Law. Thanks for coming down to KVNF.
Thanks for having us.
The Tierro Band with Bridget Law is performing live for the third week of the Live Music Still Soothes the Soul series, which is brought to you by Pickin Productions and the Paradise Theater in Paonia. Talk to me about your recent self-titled album. Is this your first collaboration together?
Yes.
Yeah, we did this one half in studio and half at our home studio. And all the guys, of course, in the band played on it. And Bridget and I sort of went down the rabbit hole of experimentation on it. And it's, I think the first track or one of the first tracks is the first song we actually wrote together. It was called Isla Mujeres, which we wrote in Isla Mujeres, which is, you know, original and not very original title all at the same time. But we had a lot of fun working on this record, and, you know, it's all over Spotify and all the places you hear your music and so forth. And we really hope everyone takes a moment to take a listen.
Yeah.
Tierro not only wrote all of the music on the record, I mean, I contributed, but he really, like, these are some of the songs that he's been working on and writing for many, many, many years.
More years than I'd like to admit.
Yes. But he also produced the record and did, you know, all of the overdubs from our house. So anyway, it's definitely a love child. It was our first child together.
our first child, yeah.
We'll only have one biological child and many musical entities to share with you, I think, in this lifetime.
So. That sounds great.
But yeah, that's it. That was kind of the beginning of us writing music that could feature the violin. And now we're really starting to dive into that even more. It's pretty cool. But this winter, we're going to work on another recording. And we've been really kind of focusing on how to, you know, showcase the world elements in our writing style, but then also like feature the violin in that way, which is pretty exciting for me, especially that my husband wants to do that. But yeah, it's really going to push my boundaries, which is good.
She's very good at the violin. She's really good at it.
Very good.
Yeah. And I don't know that I've had the chance to really put time into recordings to actually be able to share what I'm capable of on the instrument. So I'm really excited.
Yeah. That is so cool to hear.
Yeah.
Well, for our KVNF listeners, let's take a listen to Isla Mujeres by the Tierro Band with Bridget Law.
Thank you.
That was Isla Mujeres by the Tierro Band with Bridget Law off their self-titled album. You're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm talking in person with Tierro and Bridget Law at KVNF, and it's so exciting to see you in person. And I'm going to go to the show tonight. KVNF is live broadcasting the 8 p.m. show, and it's been really special to get to see some live music over the last, 6 months. And what was your plan for this summer?
Well, we certainly had a bunch of wonderful gigs on the books that we were really looking forward to playing, and it was sad when all of those got canceled. We did have a few gigs manifest that were super wonderful and deep, and the experience was really powerful because community just needed to gather so badly, and our hearts just needed it so much. So we're grateful for those opportunities. We also brought a child into the world. So I gave birth on winter solstice of 2019, and our little boy Ravi was born. And so in many ways, it was this disguised blessing that we did not have to play as many gigs. And our little boy has had a really nurtured infancy with both of his parents there to help him find rhythms in life nice and early. So, you know, blessings come in weird ways sometimes.
We did some concerts in the living room. We did virtual concerts online from our living room.
Yeah,
which was a lot easier with the little one,
summer. Yeah,
kept the travel down to a reasonable distance.
Yeah.
From the bedroom to the living room.
Yeah, but it was now he's 9 months, and so coming to Paonia, this is his biggest trip so far.
We're excited. We have our little one here in Paonia, so yeah. It's his big road trip of the season.
Yeah, he was in the car with us. We stopped at Penny Hot Springs yesterday, so that was really cool. So yeah, he's starting to get a taste for the adventure of the road. So
yeah,
we'll be ready to go back to playing gigs and traveling when they come back, I think.
So. Yeah, he'll be a pro. You're just easing him right into tour life.
It's nice. It's like we've been able to go at his pace, as opposed to just sort of throwing him in and becoming a road baby before he was ready,
Oh, well, cool. Talk to me about your track Floating off your recent self-titled album.
You know that song, it's funny. Aaron Girard, who used to play didgeridoo in my band Canal for a lot of years, and he's a wonderful musician. And I mean, who really plays the didgeridoo professionally? I mean, almost nobody. And he's very talented. And I saw
he's
him
also
today.
A Paonia resident.
Paonia resident. And we saw him today. I hadn't seen him in some time. And I invited him to sit in with the show that we're doing tonight here in Paonia.
Oh, cool.
I don't know if he'll do it or not. It's been a while. But he reminded me that we are jamming. And him and I, that's where Floating came. And the melody came out of that jam with him. So one of Paonia's own people helped put that song together, really.
That's awesome.
It's just a really good journey. It's a meditative kind of piece. It kind of takes you out there and back, hopefully, in a nice, positive, healing sort of way.
Yeah. Well, just before, I was listening to all your music right before you got here, and I was definitely, we're in the middle of pledge drive, so it's a little hectic, and that was definitely, bringing me back to my center and getting me excited for tonight, for the performance tonight. So I certainly miss music, and I'm so excited to, feel the music, instead of just seeing and hearing. There's obviously something very different and more impactful.
Visceral. Yeah.
Yeah, we're excited to play. And I think Bridget said a few times this season, if you want to call it the music season, this summer season, you'll never take it for granted again, And sometimes you get out on the road and you play a bunch of shows and you stay up late and you got to kind of go through some stresses of it all. But boy, it's so important and it feels so good to be able to open your heart and help create a space for folks to all be in the moment together. And so I'm just full of gratitude for it.
The word presence comes to mind. It's like we can all get lost in a track and be in our own space, but to be in the presence of the moment, when the music is being made. And there's this magical thing that happens when we're all in it together and folks are listening and experiencing the music as we're playing it. And it's like we're so unified in that experience. To be present in community is a really important thing right now, especially with all the technology kind of taking over. And music really provides an incredible opportunity for us to be in that together. And I'm so grateful for that. And I'm so glad that it's a part of my life. And I'm so hopeful that it will just continue to be such a magical piece of my life. I can't imagine that it wouldn't be, because I don't know what life would be like without it. Really.
Yeah. And music is getting so many people through these weird times right now. And even like KVNF, we have a lot of listeners that call and say, you know, thank you for really uplifting my mood. It's really like helping me through all of this. And so I know you know that as a musician, but just even more now to have that escape or that kind of like
shared experience.
Yeah, shared experience. And like you were talking about community, that's all I want is for our entire community to go to Town Park and just hug each other.
Yeah.
And I have this vision and it's going to happen. And I don't know when exactly, but one
and
these
psychic
days,
hugs are powerful. Yeah. You know, if you can't physically exchange, it's okay. But like, just you can do a lot with your mind. And
yeah. We'll all take a moment and just visually hug each other.
Mm.
Let's take a listen to Floating by the Tierra Band with Bridget Law.
Thank you. creativity. And we want to celebrate and give thanks that it's in us. And as it has joined particles to particles all the way up through absorbent,
that was Floating by the Tierra Band with Bridget Law off their self-titled album. You're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm at the Belmont Building in Paonia talking in person with Tierra and Bridget Law before their live performance at Polis Park for the Live Music Still Soothes the Soul series. We talked a little bit about your writing process and how you work together. You've both been in other music projects or your own music project. And Bridget, you were a founding member of Elephant Revival. And I'm curious, how has your time in that band impacted your music today?
So much. I don't even know where to start, probably. I mean, it was the most significant musical experience I've had to date. I mean, we're talking 11 years touring with the same group of musicians, well, very similar group of musicians, and then we were friends beyond that. So it was a 15-year experience altogether. I definitely became, you know, I matured as a player during my time with that band. I learned how to play quietly, which was really interesting. I'm a teacher now. I've been virtually teaching, and it's so funny how I stress when you're playing dynamics that it's actually more important to work on how quiet you can play than as opposed to how loud you can play. And Elephant Revival definitely taught me a lot about dynamics and about listening to each other and where you can meet everybody that's playing in the music so that it's no one ego playing, but it's like a collective group of musicians delivering together. There's so many things I love about that band. And then to be in the next chapter now and to be collaborating literally on an equal playing field with my adoring, wonderful, magical husband over here, to be in a situation where we ultimately, the goal is to lift each other up, you know, and to shine and to share. And there's no holding back in that at all. And I think that that's really, really fun and exciting. Not to say that the other was not, but it was different there. This just feels so much more equal. We also share emotional space. We're married and we live together and we laugh a lot and we cry a lot and we do what we need to do together. And so that I think that really comes out through the music. And it's so fun to harness all of this beauty that is our relationship and harness that into the music and share it with people. And when I think about like what's most important in life right now, especially, you know, we just watched that documentary Social Dilemma. So I think a lot about like how, you know, young people are going to grow up and how they're going to find relationships and find love. And it's going to be a lot harder, you know, because they don't have as many role models of successful, happy love. And I'm so thrilled that we are that we can be not only happy and in love and that we found that, but that we can also share that with people and that we have this vessel of our band to deliver that and show what's possible in love. And I always knew that if I would find true love, I would do my best to make it a celebratory thing for the world. And here we are.
Yeah. Awesome.
Aw. It's so sweet. Oh, my goodness. I'm tearing up.
Oh.
It's very sweet.
I am too.
And Tiara, what has it been like adding Bridget Law and working together as equals, like she said?
It's been great. I mean, the Tiara band was around for, I don't know, 5 years or 6 years or something before Bridget came into my life and then came into the group. And the guys in the group instantly were all like, yeah, it's great. You want to keep her. Yeah.
We should say that we were playing together before we actually sealed the deal together, too. I mean, we fell in love and started playing together, but then, like, it took a year to get together, and the band was fusing already before our life.
It's been just a very organic, very natural process, and we really haven't pushed anything or pulled anything. And after the first record we did, which was really a record that I drove and I wrote, and it was a record I was working on already, and Bridget became a big part of that, and now we're going into the next record cycle, and this is really going to push Bridget's violin playing really to the front and really challenge her. I think she's finally ready for that challenge to really, it'll be her opportunity to show what she can do and take everything she's learned over the years. And I'll really challenge her to do that. And
you will.
And I've
do it again. Do it again.
Keep on as like when I'm producing, we always want to try to get it as good as you can and all that. And so I like to push her and then with the writing, and it's challenging me too, because as a musician, it's helping me, you know, really push the material as far as we can. And we have a wonderful opportunity to record this record this winter, and our band members are just unbelievable and fantastic guys and great players. So
super. Yeah.
So we're really excited. Again, it's just watch the organic process unfold, and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Talk to me about the instrumentation on this album overall. Like, what are we hearing?
I'm always happy to try anything in the studio. And in fact, my preference is to steer away from traditional instrumentation just because it's just been done so much. And it's been done brilliantly. And there's really no topping what has been done with a drum kit and guitar and bass. But we had tablas are on the record, and this wonderful tabla fellow who plays with us quite often.
He came in to play tablas on our record, and we had him join the band.
We just kept him.
Cool. His name's Naveen Shrestha, and he's featured on the record, and he's often at our shows. And he brought his friend who played sitar. Oh, cool. And you hear the sitar the most on I Do Floating
and
Isla Mujeres, actually.
They are all
sitar.
And I'm sure there's some other, you know, percussion, different types of instruments. And the core of this record is bass, drums, guitar for the most part.
We are kind of going in a different direction. We've changed down from a regular drum kit to a more of a percussion setup with a cajon. Mm. And we're having our bass player, who's extremely talented, play the upright bass now.
Oh, cool.
So we're kind of going in a new direction. But the record that you're listening to is kind of rock heavy with a lot of extra sounds.
How long have you been playing the guitar?
I've been playing for about 30 years. Our home is filled with guitars, and you know, the guitar is definitely like a thing for me. I'm not sure why, but when it first started, I was just instantly absorbed with the guitar as a teenager, and I just haven't really stopped, and I still get really excited about playing the guitar. It's
so
amazing.
Does our baby. He likes to play the guitar.
Oh, that's so cool. Well, I've got one more question. I was reading on your website. I saw a quote from Vince Herman from Leftover Salmon. The quote is, "It's a world music Quentin Tarantino movie soundtrack." And have you thought about reaching out to Tarantino or any other filmmakers?
Oh, that would be so cool.
I've thought about it, but I've yet to actually take action on that type of thing. I think the music really is cinematic and has that connection. And I'd love to see it get placed, but it's just not in my wheelhouse to sort of, I don't really know Quentin's phone number or anything like that. Yeah.
We'll find it. We're going to find it for you, and we're going to give him a call.
We would appreciate it very
much. And if
much.
There's anybody out there that does videography, or they are in ecstatic dance communities or yoga communities, know that we want you to use our music, and feel free to reach out and request that, or just share it with your friends or whatever you need to do. But we would love for this music to get paired with other forms of art.
Yeah, it's a big thing. And anybody can go and check it out on Spotify or at the website, tierroband.com, TIERROband.com.
Perfect. Well, thank you both for coming down to KVNF. Yay. And really appreciate you taking the time.
Cool.
Thank you.
Thank you, Corey.
Thank you. You've been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton. Visit kvnf.org for more original talk and music programs and for a direct link to music by The Tierra Band with Bridget Law. We'll go out on their track called Morocco. Thank you for listening.